So here's what we have. The Obama Foundation has hired a diversity consultant, and that consultant is going to monitor and enforce President Obama's pledge of ensuring that contracting and employment in the construction of the Obama Presidential Center is as diverse as possible. We know that diversity is something that was very, very important to President Obama, so it may come as a bit of a surprise, an intrigue, a question as to why a consultant, a diversity consultant, is being hired to work with something like this to ensure that when it comes to construction of President Obama's presidential center, there's as much diversity as possible. Well, Ernest R. Sawyer Enterprises Incorporated is the Chicago firm that's been chosen. And they're going to set out the commitments and other strategies that are related to diverse and local contracting, diverse and local, because as we all know, contracting can be local without necessarily being diverse. In the hiring of local residents, there can be construction going on, a contract in the local area, but local people not doing the work. The hiring of local residents and other underrepresented communities to be part of the OPC construction workforce. So here we go, the OPC, the Obama Presidential Center. In May, there was a response to community activist calls for a community benefits agreement, a CBA. B as in benefits, community benefits agreement, a CBA. There have been calls for a community benefits agreement. The foundation released the Obama Foundation community commitments in response, which outlines specific commitments that the foundation has made regarding jobs, economic impact, preservation of parkland, youth engagement, and community resources. A big part of that commitment is the allocation of 51% of construction contracts to Black-owned construction companies, marking the first time Black firms have scored such a massive opportunity as major players. With construction costs expected to rise up to $350 million, the hiring of a diversity consultant was critical to ensuring that a key piece of the foundation's diversity commitment to contractors and subcontractors is continually being met at every turn. What do you think? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I know some of you might be wondering, well, can Black companies do that kind of work? And the answer is yes, without question, no doubt. It's just been difficult for many Black-owned companies to get this kind of work, to receive contracts like this. Hopefully, after having done a great job with this project, not only white-owned companies, but other companies owned by Black people, Hispanics, you name it, will be more willing to work with Black construction firms, Hispanic construction firms, you name it. Yeah, I'd like this to really spread out, spread abroad, and not only more Black firms be given an opportunity, but if it proves true that Black firms are doing a good job, then shouldn't it stand to reason that Hispanically owned companies would also do a good job? Think about the positive comments that we've been hearing off and on for years now about the work that so many Hispanics do when it comes to replacing roofs and doing other renovative types of work on our homes, when it comes to doing landscaping, etc., when it comes to constructing homes from the ground up. So hopefully, job well done in Chicago with President Obama's Presidential Center will open a door for more opportunities for more people to get opportunities to do this kind of work. And yes, I included Hispanics, Native American Indians, others who have not really been given a fair share. 350 million dollar construction project, possibly. Ernest R. Sawyer is the founder of the firm, the consulting firm, according to the Sun-Times, and is a former Chicago Transit Authority executive, who is also the brother of former Mayor Eugene Sawyer, the uncle of Alderman Rod Sawyer, whose sixth ward is on the south side. Since the announcement of the Presidential Center, which will be located in Jackson Park on the south side of Chicago, local activists have banded together demanding a community benefits agreement that will ensure local residents and businesses are not displaced by the possible gentrification that could come with the project. What have you been hearing so far about gentrification projects across the country? Do most of them tend to really be inclusive and make life better for the citizens who have already been living in that area? Or do you find that in most of these cases, the citizens already in that area are moved out, displaced, resettled, instead of incorporated into the improvement process? A coalition of 19 community activists and groups called the Obama Library Southside Community Benefits Agreement Coalition wants the Obama Foundation, in partnership with the City of Chicago, to set aside jobs for residents in their local communities, protect low-income housing and homeowners, support and create Black businesses, and strengthen neighborhood schools. Another group, the Bronzeville Regional Collective, has created its own 7-point CBA blueprint for the library development. They don't want to see the South Side become what Lincoln Park was in the 60s and 70s. They don't want that high level of displacement, according to Bronzeville Regional Collective member Anton Seals Jr., who is also on the South Shore Planning and Preservation Coalition's board. They want to ensure that the community, the working class, the most vulnerable among them, the middle class, are all able to have a space in the community they love. And that means that it will become an even safer place once there's a real economic engine there to help support that. But what has President Obama said in response to these demands? Let's find out in just a few.